This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. The state's epidemiologist warns the pandemic is likely to worsen in Colorado in the coming weeks. Dr. Rachel Hurley, he says, modeling shows COVID hospitalizations could exceed hospital capacity in December. She says coronavirus transmission is high statewide and worse in some counties.
We are seeing much higher numbers come out of some of our community testing sites in certain parts of the state.
The governor is looking to expand the state's hospital bed capacity. He also wants cities to require vaccinations for people attending large indoor events. A school district in Colorado Springs is facing criticism after some teachers told students to tape masks to their faces. CPR's Dan Boyce reports.
A letter to parents from a group of teachers at Chinook Trail Middle School apologized for the directive that students tape on their face masks, and they acknowledged they made a mistake. A parent's complaint spurred an investigation into the issue from Academy District 20, which found four teachers were involved in the taping request. Some families told the Gazette they thought the issue had been overblown. It's unclear if the teachers will face disciplinary action. A mask mandate was put in place at the school district in late September. In Colorado Springs, Dan Boyce, CPR News.
Military members and families are observing Veterans Day today. The pandemic has been especially isolating for veterans in rural areas who don't always know where to turn for help. Nathan Demers is with Operation Veterans Strong, a group that connects veterans.
For many of these veterans who have been living in the San Luis Valley for about 2 years, all the way up through 20 years was our longest veteran living in the community, several had never met another veteran in their local community.
Veterans and military family can join at OperationVeteransStrong.com. Applications are open for a new president of Western Colorado University in Gunnison. The school's former president resigned in June following remarks he made related to Black Lives Matter protests. The deadline to apply is in January. I'm Mike Lamp. This is CPR News.